American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 456. Here is the translated text as follows. 424X. American State Trials. The witnesses for the prosecution. Jonathan W. Austin was on King Street that evening. As the soldiers wheeled around, Macaulay pushed at me with his bayonet and said, "Damn you, stand off." Then I heard several shots. I saw Macaulay after the fire, reloading. Ebenezer Bridgem was also in King Street. The next morning at the jail, I thought I had seen Warren in King Street the evening before. But afterwards, I saw a person that looked very like him belonging to the same regiment, which caused me to doubt. I also saw Wems, the corporal, stationed on the left of the party between him and the tall man. There were a number of people around the party, buzzing, some having sticks. My face was the other way when the first gun went off. I heard a noise like the clashing of guns. I saw Gray fall. The person that killed him must have been near the center of the party. The last man that fired leveled his piece, following a lad running down the street. I did not think the soldiers were in any danger, from what I saw. James Dodge saw Warren. He is the only one I can swear to. I saw about 50 people in the street, but nothing in their hands. I saw nothing but snowballs thrown. Samuel Clark saw White standing sentry at the custom house. I spoke to him. I saw no one mistreating him. Edward G. Langford is one of the town watch. I came down about 9 o'clock to go to the watch house next to the townhouse. I was told the people and soldiers were fighting at Murray's barracks. The matter was over when I got there. I returned to King Street. There were a number of boys around the sentinel. I told him he need not fear. The boys would not hurt him. Soon after this, the sentinel went up the custom house steps and knocked at the door. A person within opened it and said something. Upon that, the sentinel turned around and pointed his piece at the people opposite to him. I spoke again, told him there was no danger. The boys would not hurt him. I continued talking with the sentry until the party came down, and then I went into the street. Gray, one of the sufferers, came and clapped me on the shoulder, saying, "What's here to pay?" I replied, "I do not know, but something I believe will come of it by and by." Gray and I were standing together, talking, I leaning on a stick, and Gray standing with his hands folded in his bosom, without a stick in his hand, neither saying nor doing anything to the soldiers. I spoke to Kilroy, and after two guns were discharged, seeing him present his piece, I said to him, "Damn you, are you going to fire?" Upon this, Kilroy leveled his piece and fired directly at Gray, killing him dead on the spot. The ball passed through his head, and he fell on my left foot. He pushed with his bayonet and pierced through my greatcoat and jacket. Francis Archibald saw Kilroy that night. I did not see any snowballs or sticks thrown. I went to King Street after the firing. I saw several dead there,